saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking down upon our sides.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salin Show, a dad's point of view. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalin.com, and you can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salin. And please like the Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We're almost at 5,000, and for some reason we can't quite hit that number yet, so help us get there. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMenCoaching.com in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. He just celebrated 47 years of blissful marriage. I think I got the number close. BetterMenCoaching.com's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne.
Well, it feels like 47, but it's only been 29.
Well, congratulations regardless.
Thank you.
You are a success story among many of my friends, and at least as far as your marriage. And I applaud it in all total seriousness. You've had an enduring and strong marriage from everything I've observed, and I congratulate you. It's not an easy thing to achieve.
Nope. Ups and downs, but I got to tell you, it's better now than ever.
Isn't that a nice thing to be able to say?
It's a great thing. But what I see in our men's groups and with the men that I'm working with, they can't say the same thing.
Well, it's open discussion, so I have no idea what you want to talk about, but that could lead to something to talk about. What would you like to talk about today, Wayne? It's your mic.
Well, I mean, you know, the couple's work, I mean, that's a meaningful thing. You know, I enjoy sharing the joy that I'm feeling now in my marriage. I mean, it's ups and downs, and it's a lot of work, it's ongoing and all that, but I'm very happy with it, and then I see the pain that the men are going through, and, you know, I want the same thing for them, and the fact of the matter is it's closer than you think, but it's very
Wait, what do you mean it's closer
that
than
happiness,
you think? Oh, okay.
You know, that
it's more achievable than you think.
Yes.
Okay.
That intimacy and the fun and all that you would like to have with your partner is there, but most people, at least by the time they come to see me and therapists in general, it's hard for them to even imagine it anymore because they've been living with what hasn't been working for so long. And it's easier than they think. And I guess the message I'd like to send out is that if you're both committed, anything's possible. But you have to have the courage to do some work around it and to find someone that you trust to work with, because you can't imagine getting there, but that doesn't mean it's not possible. You know, and so that guide, like for anything important, you need to have a guide. And the guide, if it's the right person for the two of you, can show you how to get there.
Yesterday I attended a social media conference. And one of the things that came up was that the most popular blog posts are list posts. It doesn't even matter the number. Although, ironically, the guy who is in charge of a company called Listly, which curates lists, says for some reason odd numbers work better than even other numbers other than 10. In any event, given that we're talking about couples, give us a short list of the things that have worked so well for you to be able to say what you just said after 29 years of marriage. Things that you've worked on that have contributed to your own marriage and that are among the biggest tips that you end up repeating in your men's works. Or men's groups, I mean.
Being willing to ask for help and to be open to receiving it. Having those trusting relationships with men so that I can actually bring very intimate challenges to them and get input and find solutions to my perceived problems. Being open to doing counseling when necessary so that my wife and I can both get what we need and manage our way through tough spots. Learning how to really listen and what that means, because most of us have no idea what that means, and we right, we have no exactly, and we have no idea what we need to do to be able to listen, and what's actually going on between our ears that keeps us from being able to hear our women. That's four. You want one more, that would be an odd.
Yeah, good.
And
good.
Never forgetting to run sex and romance in the relationship.
Okay.
And that's
explain that, because I know what you mean by it, but explain it for our listeners that may not have heard you express it before.
It's our, you know, women need, want to be romanced. Men, we do not need to be romanced. Nobody needs to buy us flowers to get us into bed. And but women, men and women are different. And our responsibility is to take care of our women. And I say to the men all the time, you've got to take care of your girl. And when I say that, when I'm working with couples, women just melt. I mean, it's not sexist. It's affection. Take care of your girl. And women want to feel that way. And men either never knew or they've forgotten, they get lazy, or there's a lot of resentment and they stop doing their jobs, taking care of their women. And then they start blaming their women for having lousy sex lives, when really it comes back to them working on whatever the issues are and then remembering that everything is foreplay.
To a woman.
Yes.
And just being there is foreplay for the man. The woman just being there and willing is foreplay for the man.
Yeah.
In essence, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, everything's foreplay. Everything matters. And it differs with every woman, right? There's a book, Languages of Love, or whatever that title is. And
the Five Languages of Love. I actually like that book. One of the few of that ilk that I like.
And, you know, we receive love differently. It means love is demonstrated to us differently. It lands differently depending on our life experience and who we are. And if you don't pay attention to what says I love you to your woman, then you're going to miss the opportunity to take care of her, make her feel secure, let her know that you care about her, so you're willing to do certain things, you're willing to communicate in a particular way so she gets it.
Well, because most of us only repeat the love languages that we like. So if my love language, which is in fact my love language, words of affirmation, I will give my wife lots of words of affirmation. I think, oh, you look so pretty, you're so nice, thanks so much for such a beautiful meal, the house looks gorgeous, things like that. I'm thinking, wow, I'm giving her all the stuff that you're talking about as far as romance. Well, that's not her language of love. She likes time spent together. She likes acts of service. So doing the dishes is a heck of a lot more important to her than me telling her what a great dinner it was.
Right.
And so I had to learn that. And that's part of learning the job, or doing the job of taking care of the sex and romance department.
That's part of it. Another part around sex and romance is learning about sex. And a lot of men have no idea. They have no idea what sex can be. They're inhibited. They're afraid of rejection. They've gotten some bad info. They haven't gotten any info at all. Or they've just learned from their friends when they were 15 and 16 and stopped,
never
stopped,
grown up.
Never learned anything else.
Yeah, that's so interesting. You know, I've been writing a men's versus women series, and the next one is about our differences as it relates to sex. So it will probably generate a lot of response, because it basically includes much of the things that you have just said, which is that men and women are inherently different. And that doesn't appeal to certain feminists or women's studies professors, but it does reflect reality, which is what you're saying.
The truth is, most men share certain characteristics in terms of the way they think about sex, what sex they think about, what turns them on, and it's very different from women. And most men are not honest about it to themselves or to their women or to other men, but many of them act out as a result of not knowing how to bring what they want to their relationship.
Or being embarrassed by it. Listen, we're out of time. Boy, we could have really gone on longer on this. Quickly tell our listeners where they can find you and your book.
Men often hear that they should go on longer with this when they're talking about it. So bettermencoaching.com, and everything we do is there.
Terrific. Thanks, Wayne. Have a great holiday. I hope to talk to you. It'll be actually a couple weeks, but I'll be in touch.
All right. Happy New Year.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We will be back with Pastor Drew after these messages.
As she holds her young close to her breast, well, then I thank God this world's been blessed with a thing called love. can't see it with your eyes, hold it in your hand. But like the wind, it covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love.